On today's show, why Volkswagen can't figure out how to fix its diesels, how autonomous cars could improve fuel efficiency, and how General Motors is showing more discipline than Ford or FCA. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for March 25th of 2016. As we told you yesterday, Volkswagen wasn't able to meet its deadline to come up with a fix for its diesel engines, but VW lucked out. The U.S. District Judge overseeing the case just gave VW until April 21st to find a solution. We'll have more about this scandal coming up later on in the show. Now a couple of reveals left over from the New York Auto Show, starting with the convertible version of the Chevy Camaro ZL1. There are only minor structural differences between the coupe and convertible because the vehicle was designed from the outset to support a soft top. It goes on sale early next year. Jeep unveiled a Trailhawk edition of the Grand Cherokee. That's the rating for serious off-roading. It comes standard with a number of off-road features and unique accessories and badges. The Grand Cherokee Trailhawk goes on sale this summer. And still to come, how autonomous cars could help automakers meet CAFE.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion, and by Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles.
Drunk drivers cause a lot of accidents and kill a lot of people. So Honda and Hitachi partnered up to develop a portable alcohol detector integrated into a smart key. All you do is breathe on it, and in 3 seconds, it'll tell you if you're over the limit. If you are, your car won't start. Honda and Hitachi are still testing the device, but want to commercialize it in the future. You know, everyone talks about how autonomous cars will be safer, but Carnegie Mellon University says it could also boost fuel efficiency. A study by the school's College of Engineering shows that if automakers develop the right driving algorithms, cars could be up to 10% more fuel efficient. But right now, there's no incentives for OEMs to do that. So Carnegie is calling on the EPA to start taking autonomous technology into account for its CAFE and emission testing. And it says they need to do it now rather than later. Carnegie Mellon is offering up its test results for the EPA to evaluate. Speaking of autonomy, it seems like every time you turn around, another company is jumping into the pool. Ever heard of a company named Zoox? It's a startup that's creating self-driving cars for ride-sharing, kind of like a driverless Uber. California just granted Zoox permission to start testing on public roads. Speaking of ride-sharing, Google Maps recently added new ride-sharing options for both iOS and Android apps. It uses maps to show you how much you pay for a ride when searching for a destination, and lets you book a ride with different services. It started out as Uber being the only option before, but now a number of others have jumped in as well. There's one called Get that's available in New York, but other companies around the world are starting to use the service too. Coming up next, John says GM is showing more business discipline than Ford or FCA, and then we'll take a look at why Volkswagen is having such a hard time coming up with a fix for its diesels.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
Hey, have you been watching General Motors lately? It's truly transforming into a different company than the one that went bankrupt. Here are two data points that define that transformation. First, GM is really ratcheting down its fleet sales to the daily rental companies like Hertz, Avis, and Enterprise. When we get the sales numbers for March in another week, look for GM's fleet sales to be down by another 15,000 cars. GM is now putting its muscle behind retail sales, that is, to customers like you and me. That's where you make the most profits. The second data point is in the day supply at its dealerships. Right now, GM has 67 days of inventory compared to 84 days at Ford and 89 at FCA. With lower inventory, you don't need as many incentives to move the metal. You get higher residuals and you drop more money to the bottom line. It takes discipline to do that, and General Motors is showing more discipline than its crosstown rivals. You know, at the top of the show, we reported on how Volkswagen is getting another month to fix its diesel engines with emission cheating software. So why is it taking so long for VW to figure out how to fix this problem? On AutoLine this week, analyst Todd Turner from Car Concepts explains why the company is having such a hard time finding a solution that regulators can agree on.
CARB is looking for a solution that takes place almost immediately, that has 100% coverage of the vehicles affected, and that everyone buys into, customers, dealers, EPA, DOJ, everyone. And Volkswagen continues to offer remedies that are like nickel antes. It's like, we'll raise the pot, we'll raise the pot, we'll raise the pot. And CARB's sitting back like this, waiting for the real remediation to show up. And Volkswagen is asking, why don't they just tell us what they want us to do? That's not their job. Their job is for you to come up with a solution that they will accept. And that is what Volkswagen doesn't seem to understand in this whole fiasco, is that CARB knows what they want. And in broad terms, CARB has told Volkswagen what they want because they want 100% completion.
By the way, the panel estimates that all of this is going to cost Volkswagen $70 billion. That's 7-0. You can watch that entire discussion on our website at autoline.tv or look for it on our YouTube channel. But that brings us to the end of today's show. Thanks for watching. Have a good Friday and a great Easter weekend.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.